Hello everyone, welcome to the first and probably the only minisode on the Rational Face podcast, the best podcast in the Blobbernacle. I am Brian Dillman. I've been talking with Brian and some others at Rational Face, and we've got some plans for all of you. Now, I have not been active in the online world of Mormonism as long as some, but I've been around a few years and noticed that a lot of themes seem to come up over and over and over again. So if these common themes are important to people going through a faith crisis, or those trying to make the middle way work, why don't we address these themes directly and continually? That is what we are going to do on the podcast, folks. Every month we'll hit on each of these themes, so we can offer a regular discussion or thought catalyst for these ideas. One theme that comes up often is sexuality. When a change in faith occurs, it is often the case that every aspect of a person's life is re-examined and re-evaluated. Sex is an important aspect of the human experience. As important as sex is, it is often fraught with confusion, as it is a taboo subject for many growing up in a culture that fully embraces and preaches purity ideals. It is a difficult subject for many to approach. How does one have a good role in the sack and be a good, righteous mother or father or spiritual leader? Compartmentalization does not come easy to all, nor is a solid education in this area easily found, nor is it approached without apprehension. Luckily for us, we already have this theme going along with the Ask a Mormon Sex Therapist discussions with Dr. Jennifer Finlayson Fife. We plan to continue providing a platform for our sex expert to field questions that listeners submit with increased regularity. Early in my faith transition, a desire developed deep inside me to fill the void in my mind with a solid understanding of the Mormon story. How did the church form? What were the reasons for early converts joining the church? What did they really believe in? How has the church morphed and changed into what it is today? A solid way to answer these questions is reading. The problem then arises of what to read and how to prioritize our reading. I have asked Dr. Ben Park, who is a scholar of Mormon history, to prepare a list of books to read for someone new to Mormon history. Ben has annually shared his book reading lists on the Mormon History blog, The Juvenile Instructor, as guides for those diving deep into Mormon history. Our list is a bit different than that. It is not intended for the history buffs, but for a noob, like me. The books on this list that he has prepared generally have 200 to 350 pages of reading. There are some exceptions, but having quality scholarship written on the shorter side of the spectrum provides a more manageable route to come to know the Mormon story, as opposed to reading 10 to 25, 600 plus page tomes to be considered well read. There are many great books that have not made the list because you can only fit so many books on a list before it loses its utility. We will make reference to other books that are omitted for various reasons and show why the books Ben has selected fulfill the requirement of helping us come to learn the Mormon story. To see our list, simply read on the blog post, or you can listen to me now. Book number one, The Mormon People, The Making of an American Faith by Matt Bowman. Book number two, Joseph Smith, Rough Stone Rolling, A Cultural Biography by Richard Bushman. Three, Massacre at Mountain Meadows, written by Ronald Walker and other LDS historians tightly affiliated with or working for the LDS Church. Number 4, The Mormon Question, Polygamy and Constitutional Conflict in 19th Century America by Sarah Berenger Gordon. 5, More Wives Than One, The Transformation of the Mormon Marriage System, 1840 to 1910 by Catherine Danes. Number 6, Religion of a Different Color, Race and the Mormon Struggle for Whiteness by Paul Reeve. 7, The Politics of the American Religious Identity, The Seating of Senator Reed Smoot, Mormon Apostle by Kathleen Flake. 8, The Angel in the Beehive, The Mormon Struggle with Assimilation by Armand Moss. 9, David O. McKay and the Rise of Modern Mormonism by Prince and Wright. And finally, number 10 is Pedestals and Podiums, Utah Women, Religious Authority, and Equal Rights by Martha Bradley. As you listen to the podcast that we'll release soon, we'll talk more about why these books were chosen. You may notice that these books are not listed in an order of importance, but we tried to generally capture the chronology of the Mormon story. So as you join with us in listening to discussions and previews about these books, as well as perhaps even reading along with us, you'll get a very solid understanding of the Mormon story from the inception of the church to where we are now. Third topic that comes up in anyone's faith transition, and I think for most people with an inquisitive mindset, is that of epistemology. That may or may not be a strange word to you, but what I'm getting at is how we know what we know. When we question or even reject our previous held beliefs, we often start to become aware of the bias and self-delusion we are operating under. Then we ask ourselves, how can I know? What can I know? I think we ask ourselves this because we feel a loss when our cherished beliefs are seemingly taken from us, and we want knowledge that is real or authentic rather than contrived or culturally influenced. As far as I can tell, we never really escape bias or self-delusion. This is because, Mormon or not, believer or not, we are all human. We all have human DNA and human minds that operate in the same general way and are susceptible, or more accurately, prone to bias and self-delusion. The thing is, it is fun to talk about these things, to think about the ways that these biases and ways of knowing affect our lives. So we will talk about cognitive biases, logical fallacies, and other things of this sort. We will be using David McRaney's insightful and comical book, You Are Not So Smart, as a discussion guide to the ways that we think we make sense of the world around us, when in reality we are often not making much sense. We'll continue to come up with other ideas and try to respond to current events as quickly as possible, and we may even add another theme into the mix. What you can count on is every month we will be talking sex, great books, and how we know what we know, or don't know. So until next time, keep keeping it weird, folks.